Tim Spencer, we've got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in Nevada. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, John.
Dave in New York, excuse me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I received a phone call from a friend. This fellow doesn't care anything about what we talk or are interested in. Just a very good friend, and is a contact of his. So he just passes things on to me if he hears something that this friend of his is in the counterterrorism. He could walk into the president immediately without any trouble if he had something to say. And he was told by the government, and he was there 3 days, he was told by the government to go to Mount Graham, the Lucifer Project, the telescope there. And he was there for 3 days, and he said, "Do you know anything about this?" I said, "Well, do you mean Nibiru, the planet, or something coming?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "What he told him, the key thing was that this thing is coming very fast. It should be here this year. Now, whether it's the same thing or not, and he's not into what we follow and talk about."
Right.
But he says, this thing that's coming is a living presence. So I've never heard that before, but he says it's a living presence. He could not refer to it. And he said, "Well, why don't you get together with my friend sometime?" He said, well, we'll go out to dinner. He said, "Well, I can't, I'm too busy, maybe in May." So there's a opportunity there, and I'll find out more, but the key thing is a living presence. What on earth, John, would that mean or indicate? Have you ever heard it before? Go ahead, please.
Well, I've heard, and I'm not sure what the term living presence means. I will say this, though, that Dr. Robert Harrington, who before his death was the supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, he did make the following statement, which is recorded on a DVD that's off for sale at my website, titled "Are We Alone in the Universe?" He did make a statement in his office, and this is a public record, that he believes the 10th planet, Planet X, is a place where life as we know it could exist on that planet. So I will say that, and that's, you know, Dr. Harrington, of course, had some of the most impeccable astrophysics credentials that you can imagine. You know, David, if you're drawing a paycheck for looking at stars, you're pretty much at the top of your career field when you're the supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory. And that is, in fact, what the man said, and it is recorded and publicly available.
Where can that be found?
I just told you, on my website, thelibertyman.com, I sell the DVD titled "Are We Alone in the Universe?" We've got on that DVD, we've got Zachariah Sitchin interviewing Dr. Harrington in his office, in Dr. Harrington's office at the U.S. Naval Observatory, making that statement I just mentioned.
Okay, sorry. Well, I just thought I'd pass that out of my, because I didn't know it. Don't follow
it's a smoking gun, Dave. This is a smoking gun of evidence. You will not find anybody, and including my friend Professor McCanny, with more impeccable credentials when it comes to astrophysics. You know, this is as good as it gets. The supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, in his office at the U.S. Naval Observatory, describing the size of the planet X, the density of it, and its orbit, and in his opinion, that life as we know it could exist on the 10th planet.
So just from the contact that doesn't care about the things we care about, does this seem significant, saying that it's coming from a high-level government source that has access?
Well, without knowing who the source is in detail, it's hard to comment on that. I can tell you this, at the highest levels of the U.S. government, what we're talking about is quite common knowledge.
What could this mean to us or against us?
Well, it means get ready. I'm not placing a date on it. This man did place a time frame on it. The U.S. Navy in the classified briefings to the submariners told them, or submariners as they like to be called, they were told during their lifetimes, nothing more specific than that, than during their lifetimes. So the time to be ready is yesterday, Dave. That's it. The time to be ready is yesterday.
What's your DVD cost?
All my DVDs are $25 plus $3 shipping, $28.
Okay. Someone write down to me today, and I'll pay you later. Yeah, I think I'll call in and get that. I'll send for that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, Dave. Call number is 800-313-9443. Tim, when I first ran across this DVD presentation, it's been, oh my goodness, 6 or 8 years ago. I thought, at last, I finally found the smoking gun.
Right.
Now Professor McCanny's work is foundational and extremely important on one hand. On the other, to have these two men in the same room at the same time discussing the 10th planet as a matter of scientific fact, not scientific speculation. I can, you know, in my business as being a homicide detective, we have a technical term called smoking gun. but seriously, I mean, my goodness, how much more evidence do you want?
That right.
I have you've got these two men. In the office of the supervising astronomer at the United States Naval Observatory, in full color, on video, discussing the 10th planet as a matter of scientific fact, not scientific speculation.
Correct. And then NASA comes out and says there's absolutely no such thing, but, you know, like, you know what NASA stands for? Never a straight answer.
Never
so.
A straight answer. Well, between 1979 and about 1982, by 1983, they had managed to get a clampdown on mainstream media. But one of my listeners mailed me a copy of the World Book Encyclopedia of Astronomy.
Uh-huh.
And in the center, the exact center of the book, it's a hardbound book, large format. In the exact center is a image of our solar system, showing all the 9 planets, and then it also shows the orbit of the 10th planet coming through our solar system.
Yes.
Now, once again, hard evidence.
Ahead.
Now, World Book Encyclopedia of Astronomy is not some fly-by-night, I never heard of it, publication. That's about as mainstream as it gets.
It is.
In addition, articles published during that period of time, 79 to 82, are published in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. Once again, you know, the Wall Street Journal is the nation's newspaper. The
right.
New York Times is probably the most respected daily and weekend newspaper that there is. Articles published about finding a 10th planet in these publications. During that period of time, everything went silent, everything went dark about the end of 1982, didn't it, as far as mainstream?
Yeah, it did. It did. In fact, I can't remember what publication. It was some major publication, a magazine, that I first heard about it, and that was probably in 78 or 79.
That would be about the opening, the beginning of the mainstream attention to the 10th planet. And scientists and astronomers typically work in a very isolated situation where they don't get any recognition. They work in teams.
Right.
But to find something of this consequence is a major event for anybody, especially somebody who works in that line of work. Oh my goodness, we found another planet. I mean, it's a big deal.
It is.
It is a big deal. And they were so proud and want to get the word out that they had found something of this important, and they did. And it took 2 or 3 years, 4 years, for the powers that be to figure out, oh my goodness, we gotta shut
right.
this down. We can't let this remain in a public venue. We need to shut it down and make sure this doesn't happen again in terms of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, World Book Publications. And they did. They were quite successful.
And it just slowly left the general public's consciousness.
Yes.
Now, I don't remember, and perhaps you can help me out on this, were there predictions about what effects it would have on this planet in those old publications, or was that not even addressed?
I have no recollection of that being addressed.
Okay, I was just curious.
Right. And the interview, the videotaped interview between Dr. Harrington and Zachariah Sitchin was actually about 1 hour. Now, what's on the video that I have set up my website is about 10 or so minutes, it may be 12 minutes, not much. It's enough to give you the bare bones that you need to know.
Right.
I've been in touch with I've talked with the producer of that video. Zachariah Sitchin died 4 or 5 years ago, and there was the typical morass of family members and attorneys that have held up and locked up the release, the rest of that interview. It would be fascinating. I would dearly love to be able to watch the complete 1 hour interview, which does exist, and is the whereabouts are known. The whereabouts are findable, but it can't be released until, if and until, the attorneys and the heirs to the estate of Zachariah Sitchin agree to whatever terms they need to agree to. I'm not holding my breath on that. We got another call here. We got Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Now, regarding this topic, I'm curious now. Is it believed that this approaching planet will have some kind of destructive effects on our planet, let alone the solar system, as it passes by?
It is well documented, sir, that this has happened a number of times in the past.
Okay, now here's a big question that doesn't add up. If this is true, why are the controllers right now, the devil-worshipping controllers, trying to force this global new world, you know, the one-world government system, Luciferian system across the planet, crashing the economies of all our countries to make it all happen, and even maybe generating a world war? Why are they going through all that if this is coming, an impending doom? Why don't they sit back on their laurels, get ready for it underground, keep quiet about it, let the economy flourish, let everybody think the future's bright, everything's great, and then just get blindsided, bam, and then they come back out and clean up the mess and get their new world order going.
Okay. None of this makes sense, Michael, until you know the following. There's a spiritual aspect to this. The people that you're describing, yes, they have, in fact, built very large and expensive and safe, at least they feel safe, underground shelters, on one hand. On the other, they don't worship the God of Abraham. They worship Lord Gaia. They worship the planet itself. And they look at us 7 billion plus people as basically a virus on the planet. They want to see us dead. They also want to see their shiny new world order as much as possible in place prior to this massive destruction. You need to study it, Michael, if you're not aware of it, the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes, sir. J.R., right. No, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm aware. I'm very up on all this big time. This is why it doesn't add up, you see. If this impending doom from the approaching planet is imminent, then it doesn't make sense for them to go through all this trouble. Just let the planet depopulate the planet.
It's no personal trouble for them, sir.
No.
It's no personal trouble for them. They're not losing any sleep. They're not spending hours engaged in these matters. They have the power to make things happen just by issuing orders. So it's no personal trouble to them whatsoever. In the meantime, they've got cover stories to continue spending untold billions, even trillions of dollars, to make the preparations they want to make for themselves.
I understand. I agree with what you're saying. For the most part, it's no trouble since they control everything. And they have all the wealth in the world, but my key point of this question is that, see, it doesn't make sense because they don't even have to do any of this. The planet's going to do it for them. It's going to depopulate. It's going to cause global destruction. they don't have to do anything. Just sit back on their laurels, wait for it to happen, and come out. Whoever's left on the surface, they organize them into their global
Luciferian. Michael, you're right. If part of your belief system, however, is causing death, then it starts to make sense. Michael,
can I jump in here for just a second?
Go ahead, yeah, Tim. Thank you.
Michael, this is Tim. One of the things that you also have to look at, there is a Luciferian part of this New World Order. They serve a master that delights in death and destruction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Additionally, the last time this
planet came by... Hold that thought, Tim. We got a break. We got another call on hold. We'll be back after the break. We got a couple of callers and hold. We're running out of time rapidly.
Okay. The point I was going to make, Michael, is that in my opinion, with this New World Order, there is a significant Luciferian connection, and they serve a master that delights in death and destruction and pain and suffering. That could be one of the answers to your question. The other thing is that the last time Planet X came through, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, what was it, 3,600 years ago, 3,200 years ago?
About 3,600, yes, sir.
All right. There were some things that happened, but it was not all that destructive. I mean, there were some very significant things, like the rotation of the Earth actually stopped for, 4 hours, John?
Something like that, right.
Yeah.
Well, it shifted is what happened.
It might not be completely cataclysmic. So that would be my guess.
Okay.
The other
We need to move on. Thank you for your call, Michael. Jerry in Chicago, go ahead, sir. We're running out of time.
Good morning, John and Tim. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I have nothing to say about Planet X right now. I haven't studied enough on it, but I will be buying your DVD in the next week or two. I met a guy yesterday on my second install, and he happened to have 25 years in with the U.S. military, high top priority. And we just got to be talking. I could have talked to this guy all day long in his backyard, and this guy has been stifled by the phone calls that he's tried to make into radio stations where somebody just gets on the line and says, you know, we're monitoring your phone call. And some of the things that he had told me was just, I had known about some of these things, but he took them to another level. And I mean, like I said, I could have talked to him all day long, and that's all. I mean, as far
Jerry,
as...
my telephone number is at my website. I want you to call me today, and we'll have a private discussion, okay?
Okay, sounds good, John.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right,
our last caller here will be Mike in North Carolina. Make it quick, sir. 60 seconds.
Hello. Since I have no time, I've studied these people, and the reason why they're doing what they're doing to answer the guy further back is these people are basically cowards. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to cover all their bases. It's a Nibiru thing, whatever you want to call it, coming through doesn't do the job. They'll have everything in place to finish the job. So they're doing everything that they can to assure, and that's the reason why they're not just depending upon a total catalyst. I can't say the word, my tongue ain't working.
Cataclysm, yeah.
Yeah, at any rate, that's the reason why they're doing. And when you understand, they're basically cowards. We're talking about the people in control. And I have found in dealing with rich people, they're basically cowards. They got so much, they're so afraid to lose it, that they take no chances whatsoever. Like you and I, we can lose something, we'll say we'll get it back. They can't stand it.
Right, right.
And so at any rate, that's all the time we got.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call, Mike. Final words, Tim, before we wrap it up.
It's been a great show. Folks, if you live in the Midwest, pay attention to the weather today. It could be nothing, but then again, it could be tornadoes and severe hail and high winds and all that. Other thing is, be aware of your surroundings. They call it situational awareness. Be aware of what's going on in your community as well as the world. Just so you have an advance heads up. That's
all right.
About it.
Real good. Thank you, Tim. Look forward to having you back tomorrow morning. Appreciate it, sir.
Looking forward to it. Have a good one.
Okay. It's a quick reminder, I will be speaking at the Kansas Prepper Expo the weekend of April 18th and 19th in Abilene, Kansas. Go to my website to get the details. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.